Three of them total, her and two deputies, so.
Two deputies.
Yeah.
You're thinking it would be housed, it'd be moved, depending on who's on call that weekend?
That's what I would like to do. I mean, we can find a central location for it, but it just creates more time that they're having, you know, if they're in Branson, they have to come over here to get a vehicle, then go back to Branson to work a call, and then come back to take, I mean, we're just talking more hours that they're on the clock necessarily, you know, as opposed to if they had it with them and available to them, they wouldn't have to do all this running back and forth. So.
And I do, you brought up that, I forget, excuse me, do they get paid per call or per hour?
Per hour.
It's per hour.
Maybe so. I mean, I don't know what's the best solution.
Road and Bridge Barn there.
Pardon me?
Road and Bridge Barn there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it'd need to be, which I think that's another thing. We need to have the county vehicle, the emblem on it, need to have it identified as county coroner so that when you know, go out on calls, it's that was suggested to me.
Well, I know the truck we have now just has the license plates on. It says county coroner or whatever. There's no other identification, but if that's something you guys want to do, we can certainly do that.
Were you thinking that, like, the county requires a mileage log cap, you know, when you come and go, like we do, there's a car that we use, and you date and you put the...
Right.
Mileage.
Whenever they're notified, what's the expected time to get out? I mean, I don't know.
Well, the sooner the better. I you know, there's no set time necessarily, but there's always people waiting on us. Sheriff's office waiting on us, sometimes the ambulance, the funeral homes. I mean, there's always someone waiting for us to finish our job before they can proceed, so... Obviously, the sooner the better.
Does the coroner just go? I'm going to ask questions that for education. Does the coroner only go out on suspicious deaths? They don't go out on every death, do they?
We don't. If it's unattended or unexpected, for sure, we go out on those. If it's in hospital or if it's a hospice death where it's expected, we don't generally go out unless someone requests that we come out for whatever reason that they feel like something's not right. So,
but if a body's found and it's not suspicious or anything, then are they not told to call the ambulance or call the funeral services or something, and they actually go out? The coroner doesn't actually go out to that house if it's in pro tem.
Well, we generally like to, because we want to keep a log, because we're the ones signing off on the death certificates. So it's our responsibility to make sure that what they're telling us is correct. So generally, yes, we do go out on everything except for hospital or hospice.
But not all of them.
We try to, yes. I mean, that's my goal, is yes.
I know that you don't on all of them.
Yeah, no, I it's my goal to start doing that, though, to have that opportunity. So we would like to. If it hasn't happened in the past, I would certainly like for it to in the future. So,
on the coroner's vehicle, is it to carry just equipment and stuff?
Yes.
To have, like, the papers that are necessary kept in it?
Yes. All of our equipment, any...
So it wouldn't matter what kind of vehicle it was?
No.
What are they doing now, just taking their own vehicle, throwing mileage in?
Well, it was... originally, they did do mileage. I don't know when it was changed, but they don't get paid mileage anymore. They just get paid per hour. So, and it's only... Like, if they're on call for a weekend, we don't pay them anything. Only if they get a call where they have to go out on it. So I don't know when that changed as far as the mileage.
Would that not be up to you?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer. I know that Kevin had told me that before they paid mileage, and I don't know if he was the one that changed that or if the commission changed that. I'm not sure.
That'd be up to the stay within the budgetary, you know, guidelines of whatever your budget is. So that'd be up to you on if you wanted to pay mileage or not.
My understanding, they do have to pay the salary, the hourly wage by IRS rules. Mm. They couldn't be paid. I think they have to be paid hourly wage.
She's meaning W-4 instead of 1099.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, as far as the mileage, I mean, if they're using their vehicle and going to a call, I would assume that they could do it that way.
I would think they would.
I mean, if we have another vehicle, like you said, you're not requesting a brand new anything, just something that we've already got. I don't know. I guess I don't have a problem with that. It might be, I guess I'm going to put it back in your shoes or your hands. Would you, knowing that you can request mileage, would you rather have mileage? You'd rather have, because still, if you said you have three deputies,
mm-hmm.
with one car and then the truck, is that going to cause an issue, or is it better just to do the mileage? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's some logistics we'd have to work out with it, but you know, as a deputy, when I was with Kevin, I mean, it would have been nice for me to be able to utilize something besides my vehicle. It was difficult for me to, I have a lot of kids, you know, to carry around a lot, and it was difficult for me to keep all the equipment in my vehicle that I needed to take care of this call, and I would show up and not have everything I needed. So it's nice to have a vehicle that's equipped with everything we need, so when they show up, they have it all. And that was the concern, that with private vehicles, was trying to keep all that stuff. And then you've got three people that need all that equipment as opposed to one vehicle that's equipped.
Tony, where are you asking the vehicle you currently have?
Well, I keep it with me most of the time. I mean, if they're on call, we'll rotate through.
Yes, I don't know how far apart the deputies are. Is there some place where it can be housed where they can use it all the time?
And we can look at that. Again, it creates issues of driving back and forth all the time. They're in Branson, and there's a call in Branson. They come over here and get a vehicle all the way back over there.
My point would be, if you want it close enough, it would be easy for you to get to. I would want that either, but I don't know where they all live or anything. I would think that might be something you might look at.
It's like we all drive to work. We drive a personal vehicle to work, and then we get in, if we were going to a meeting or something, we, you know, get in the county vehicle. Yeah.
And I see what you're saying, but they don't know when they're going to get called. I know I have a meeting at this time, right? They're getting called who knows when to come and look at a...
But if they're on call, they know they might get a call that weekend. And so...
Go ahead and let them go get the vehicle and drive the vehicle around every day.
Wherever the vehicle be housed at.
Mm-hmm.
Could either be that.
I can see a question that's going to come up if you do it that way.
Okay.
I have to take my vehicle and leave it wherever that vehicle's at. Do I get to use that vehicle and drive it all weekend?
You go on your call and you...
No, if you're on call...
I'm sitting over there and that's the only vehicle I've got. Otherwise, I have to have somebody drive me over there to get that. And bring my vehicle back.
I don't follow you, Jimmy. I go to it, and I go to where my work is at, and I do my job.
I think what Sheriff Russell's saying is, if that's the only vehicle you have, maybe in the family. I don't know what he's.
It wouldn't be any different than driving to the courthouse.
Okay.
Except if you're on call on the weekend.
It, work
again, you can, and we're now getting into hypothetical situations. You know, you go to work every day to to the courthouse at a set time. If you're on call on the weekend, you don't know if you're going to get a call or not. So I think that's what everybody's alluding to. And, I mean, I know that there's the sewer department. You know, they drive their vehicles because they might be on call. So you might see a sewer truck parked at church, but you also see fire. You see, I mean, you see all kinds of different highway patrol vehicles because if they're on call and they get called out, they've got to go. And so I'm not... But yet you get complaints about, well, why does a guy have his truck parked at the church using county vehicle or state vehicle? Well, because he's on call. You're going to get complaints no matter what. But I tell you, I do know that the same person that's going to complain is going to complain about, well, how come you had to go home and get in your vehicle before you come out and provide the services that we pay for as a taxpayer? Again, you're not going to win no matter what you do.
Of course, little difference is the sheriff's going out on a active call that's time sensitive and right there then, and the coroner's going out on.
Well, that's why I was asking.
When the coroner's going out on a call, it's time sensitive for us.
That's why I was asking. Well, what is
that's
the,
what I was saying. It's just more efficient.
We're going to be there, and we're going to have to maintain that scene until he gets there.
If it's a suspicious death.
Or unattended death.
Can you give us a definition of unattended death? I'm just...
If you find somebody in the house that's dead, nobody else was there. It's not somebody that's been on long-term illness or hospice or something like that's involved.
So not necessarily suspicious, but could be suspicious.
Any more...
They're all suspicious.
With the heroin problems and everything.
I know Jimmy can back that up, but we learn that we treat every death as a homicide until proven otherwise. We try to maintain that.
Same. And you know, the thing of it is, if he's got a deputy that lives in Branson, the vehicle's housed over here, and you've got a call in Branson or Ridgedale or somewhere, he's going to have an hour response time by the time he comes to Forsyth, gets the vehicle, and drives back over here. That part doesn't make sense.
I'd say I don't know. You tell me. Is a good central location the airport? The in Graham Clark.
probably.
I'm just trying to think of county property.
Or Mount Branson.
Pardon me.
Or the highway barn at Mount Branson.
I'd say you got Mount Branson. You've got airport. You've got.
Depend on where they live at. There's choices.
Yeah.
Where. The deputies right now. Are you plan on continuing keeping three deputies?
Yes.
You do?
Until, stuff changes. But for right now, yes. They're kind of scattered amongst the county. You got one over on F Highway, one down J Highway, and one down T Highway.
Well, depending upon so which one is. His, yeah, Mount Branson's probably your best bet.
Yeah,
bad.
Would be.
So. If it's a place where they have to drive a long ways, then I would say you need to pay mileage. Which I know then you have the problem of whether you have everything you need and stuff.
I see, and I guess that's the other. I didn't even think about that as far as what they need. I'm assuming you have to have. Is it larger than a large duffel bag? Is it?
No, we have two bags generally that we carry, but you know, like with camera equipment, you know, we have. Two cameras now, so the idea would be to keep them in two vehicles.
In two vehicles?
Well, if we had a
the
second
truck,
vehicle, yeah,
now.
The one we have currently and then one I'm requesting. So, same thing with the rest of the equipment. I mean, I say equipment, some of it's just personal protective equipment, you know, when you show up on it's something pretty gross, you know, we have full suits and everything. And,
We will have possibly a couple of vehicles that may be able to be considered in 2 to 3 months.
How many miles are on those?
They're going to have 120 plus. One of them's got 180. they're going to be all high mileage.